Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. This is Joyce Kyles, Executive Director of Walking Into a New Life, and we are so pleased to have you join us again this Monday for another broadcast of Boots on the Ground. This week is no exception in terms of great guests that we will have on the air with us, and we're going to have our guests join us in just a moment. But for those of you who are just tuning in for the very first time, I just want to say welcome. Thank you for taking out time to listen to the show today. Walking Into a New Life is proud to bring this show to you each and every Monday from 5:30 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. And we started Boots on the Ground because we wanted to be able to focus on those businesses, individuals, agencies, organizations that you may or may not be aware of that are actually working in the trenches. They're actually working to bring about tangible resources, information regarding current events, regarding health and wellness, which is what we're going to be getting into tonight. Anything that's related to the betterment and empowerment of those who have dealt with or currently going through issues related to domestic violence and sexual assault. So we are just so pleased to be able to have our very, very special guest with us today. Health and wellness is something that's very important to me personally in terms of dealing with domestic violence and sexual assault. And we don't take a lot of time to practice self-care, especially when we're transitioning out. That's just something that we tend to not pay a lot of attention to. And so I am so very pleased to have a really good friend of mine on the air with me this evening. When I was talking with her a couple of weeks ago, we were trying to figure out how we met one another, and I honestly don't remember. So it's not about how we met, it's about where we are and the wonderful journey that this has been for me personally. So I'm going to introduce to some and present to others, none other than Jackie Ocelyn, who is also affectionately known as Jackie O. So, Jackie, are you with us?
Yes, I am here.
All right, great. Jackie, thank you so much for taking the time out today and joining us on the show.
Thank you, Joyce, for the invitation. I am so excited and humbled and honored for the opportunity.
Well, Jackie, we only have 30 minutes, and I've already used up three of those to kind of get everybody acclimated to the show and a little bit about Walking Into a New Life. So at this time, the floor is yours. Tell our listening audience a little bit about who you are and how you got started in this yoga journey.
Absolutely. Thank you, Joyce, again. Good evening, listeners. I am just excited to have a chance to share with you my journey. I am Jacqueline Ocelyn, as Joyce has told you. Everyone just calls me Jackie O, and I am a single mother, divorced. I have three awesome sons. My oldest will be 30 on this Wednesday. I have a 28-year-old and a 17-year-old. I'm a nonprofit professional. Most of my adult career has been in the nonprofit sector, and am a community leader. So I said all that to say that I certainly can understand and relate to the multiple priorities, the competing demands that we have as a part of our contemporary lifestyle, particularly us as women, particularly us as mothers. We wear many, many hats. And so I discovered I've always had an interest in the body's ability to heal itself, was always just fascinated by the complexity of the human body and how God made it to work as a finely tuned organism. Graduated high school thinking I wanted to be a doctor, did not do so well with that pursuit, and as destiny and calling would have it, I ended up pursuing a different course of study in college, but continue to always have this wonder and amazement about the body. And so over the years, just kind of did self-study around alternative therapies that we could do to help the body restore its balance and to really have a healthy lifestyle independent of medication and external things. And so this wonder and curiosity and self-study led me down a path to yoga. Never really practiced it, was aware of it, and met a gentleman who formally introduced me to it. Had one experience with him in a class, and I immediately knew, oh my goodness, this is something that I've got to make a part of my life. And so ended up starting my practice of yoga about 9 years ago with the Mason YMCA, which is no longer even open, but that's where my journey began. And immediately I knew that it was a very life-changing experience for me and really desired to be able to share that tool with other people. And so about a year and a half or 2 years after I started my own personal practice, I had the opportunity to train to become a yoga teacher. And since that time, I've been teaching for over 4 years now and have really enjoyed the journey for myself, but also of guiding others along a path of self-care and wellness in spirit, in mind, and in body.
Wow, Jackie, I had no idea that you have been on this yoga path that long. I honestly thought that you started the practice of yoga when I started coming to your classes. I had no idea, so I think that's awesome. The fact that you mentioned that the YWCA that you originally started with is no longer in existence, I think that's awesome to say that you got something from it that resonated with you so much so that it wasn't even about whether or not that facility was still available or still open. That's something that you took with your journey. So I think that's amazing. And the idea of self-healing, I think, is so important, especially in my line of work, which is in domestic violence and sexual assault, because when we think about our self-care, a lot of times we think about medication. And while that may be important in some instances, I do believe genuinely that the body can heal itself. So many things that we ingest, that if we just practice a more holistic approach, then many of our ailments could be healed. And certainly yoga is one of those things. Before I go any further, let me just check and see if Chandra is on. Chandra, are you on the line with us? Okay, that's now Chandra. I just want to check and make sure. We were looking to have another young lady to join us on the show today. If she's not able to come on with us today, then we certainly will reschedule a time that we can make that happen because she has a wonderful program, and I'd love to have her on the show to be able to talk about it as well. For those of you who are just tuning in, I'm Joyce, Executive Director of Walking Into a New Life. And you are with us on another wonderful episode of Boots on the Ground radio show. For those, again, that if you're just tuning in, we're talking with the very multifaceted Jackie O, or Jackie Oselin. But most of us know her as Jackie O, so we're going to stay with Jackie O throughout the rest of the broadcast, if that's all right with you, Jackie.
Absolutely.
So, Jackie, please tell our listening audience about your specific program, what day it meets or days that you meet, the cost, the location, just all the information about how a person can get connected to you.
Absolutely. If it's okay with you, before I do that, I do want to just share with the audience a little bit about what yoga is, because as a teacher, my passion is for beginners, and especially around therapeutic yoga, because what I have discovered is that there are more people who have not practiced yoga than have practiced, or they have had an experience with yoga that was not maybe the most positive experience for them, or perhaps it was the wrong level of class or the wrong type of class. So I do like to take time to communicate to people about the benefits of yoga, to dispel some of those myths, particularly here in the South, particularly among the Christian community, because this is the Bible Belt, and so faith is a very prominent component of this community. But I like to take time to explain to people what yoga is and what it is not, so that they may be more apt to adapt it as a tool for their lifestyle to improve in spirit, mind, and body. So really quickly,
okay,
yoga,
yes.
The word yoga... The word yoga itself is a Sanskrit word that means union, and the union that we're referring to here is the union of spirit, mind, and body, because after all, we are spiritual beings with a soul that lives in a body. So there is a spirit dimension to our existence, There is a physical dimension, which is our body, and then there's a mental dimension. And so that's why yoga is such a powerful tool, because it impacts our entire being at one time when we come to the mat. There's really nothing else in terms of physical exercise that has that same impact in the same way. The reason yoga is so powerful is because it combines physical postures that we do on the mat. Those are called asanas. And so that's usually what people think of when they think of yoga. They see a body that's contorted on the mat or that's in a particular form. But in addition to that, there is also a set of guiding principles that we learn through our practice that we take off of our mat into our everyday lives with us. And then finally, there is a meditation component. And the core part of all of this is our breath, the breathing that happens when we are practicing yoga. And so that's why there's always a reminder to breathe mindfully. Because after all, when God created us, he breathed into man the breath of life, and we became a living soul. So that life force, the force of the Holy Spirit, the spirit, the divine, that resonates and lives through us. And so with your yoga practice, the breath is the thing that brings that mind, that body, and that spirit component all into alignment so that we can live out our purpose and live out with peace and live out in an abundant way. And so that's what yoga is in a nutshell. It is not a worship that's evil. It's not demonic. It's none of that. There are a lot of myths because there are certain styles of yoga that has chanting connected with it. There are many, many, many styles and forms of yoga. But yoga is not a religion. It is simply a therapeutic tool. And regardless of what your spiritual belief is, whether you have one or not, because it helps you to become centered, because it helps you to become in a place of stillness, you can actually deepen whatever your faith or your spiritual belief is through your yoga practice. So I like to make sure people understand that. What are the physical benefits of yoga? Yoga can help to regulate your blood pressure, your blood sugar. It helps to release toxins from the body. It helps to relieve stress, which, of course, stress is connected to every single major illness there is. Believe it or not, stress kills. And so there are many, many physical benefits you experience. It helps to keep you flexible. It keeps your joints lubricated. It helps you with clarity in your mind. And so it's a very powerful tool for healing from the inside out.
Thank you very much for sharing that information. That was definitely the next point that I wanted to get into, is really making people understand what the benefits of yoga are. There are certainly a lot of myths about yoga, and I'm so glad that you pointed those things out, because I want people to understand that, as you said, it's not a religious practice, but it is one that can be very therapeutic for you. And absolutely, I just discussed with someone earlier today about stress and the fact that stress can truly kill you. And so I know for me personally, yoga has been very gratifying in the breathing and making me be more intentional about how I breathe. So when I'm sitting on the mat, whether it's in class with you or at home, because I've really been working on my personal practice with that. So even if I can't get to class, then I'm able to still take what I've learned and use it at home. And because I spend a lot of time talking with other individuals about adversity that they've experienced, this is a way for me to relax and to relieve stress and to meditate and become one with myself and be very intentional about that. And I just received a message that Chandra is on the line with us, so I'm going to bring her on into the conversation. Chandra, are you there with us? Are you here with us?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, yes, we can hear you fine. Jackie is on, and we've just been talking about the benefits of yoga, and so we're so glad to have you join us as well. But we're going to just jump right in with you and have you tell our listening audience who you are.
Okay, first of all, let me apologize first and foremost for being so extra tardy to the call. It's you know, getting off work from my job, you know, teaching the babies, and then being in traffic and everything, so my apologies. So, my name is Chandra Kamaria. I am a playwright, among other things. I have a company called Harkins House Productions where I do my plays through, as well as I also do cultural events. I've been practicing yoga for about a few years now. I can't really tell. It's somewhere between 3 to maybe 4 years. One of the things I wanted to do is I wanted to step up my own yoga practice, but I also wanted to develop a community of women just like me, so that we can have this kind of camaraderie and sisterhood and everything, so that we can practice together, so that we can learn about wellness and nutrition together, because as you know, it's always a lot more fun when you have a group. And going to yoga classes, I did start practicing under an African-American female instructor over at Midtown Yoga, but I wanted to have, like, just this community of women who practice yoga. Reached out to Jacqueline, and she agreed to be our facilitator, our instructor, and our life coach, and that's how Yoga Honeys was born. And so we're very excited about it. It's taken off to a great start, and we're looking to do some major and awesome things in 2016, for sure. So that's my little spiel for right now.
All right, great. Thank you so much. I'm so glad that you were able to chime in with us. We have no problem with you chiming on late. We're just glad that you're
right
on. And for those who have just tuned in with us, we're talking with Chandra Kamaria and Jackie O. And what Chandra was just sharing about was the origin of Yoga Honey. And Yoga Honeys is her brainchild and something that she really wanted to see come into fruition, particularly with women of color, because, Chandra, right before you got on, Jackie O and I were just talking about some of the myths that people have about yoga.
Yes.
And certainly
yes,
within the African-American community, we have a lot of myths about it. Within the religious sector, we have a lot of myths about it. So I'm so pleased to
absolutely
see this particular thing come together to really emphasize the importance of yoga, and specifically within the African American community, because I think that personally as a whole, we do not take self care as seriously as we should, and as we shared
especially
a little bit earlier,
black
stress
men.
Heal, especially
yes,
us,
especially
we just
black
do
men.
Not we take care of everything and everyone else but us. So I am so glad to see Yoga Honeys come into fruition. I look forward to being able to participate in it, as well as continuing on with Jackie O. And so since we're coming down to our last few minutes of the show, what I'd like to do is first have Jackie to come on and tell us about her program and how to reach her, the days that she has her yoga class and the cost, things of that nature. And then, Jackie, once you're done, I'd like to quickly switch over to Chandra, and Chandra, you be able to share about Yoga Honeys and when the next class will take place and the cost and things of that nature. So next few minutes, the floor belongs to you, ladies.
Okay, thank you. So my weekly class is on Thursdays at 6 p.m., and it is a community class that is offered as a part of the services through Caritas Village. That's C-A-R-I-T-A-S, Caritas Village. And so it is a wonderful community of yogis that come together on Thursday evenings for 1 hour from 6 to 7 upstairs. And it is a beginner-friendly class because it is the end of the day. It's more of a therapeutic tone to the class. And it's a pay-what-you-can love offering. So I don't ever want money or finances to be a barrier that keeps people from receiving the gift of yoga, the gift of healing and self-care through this wonderful tool called yoga. With Yoga Honeys, Chandra will talk a little bit more about that in terms of when we have those scheduled. It's not as regular of a schedule because it's based on availability of the space that we're using, but also because I work full-time, I have to make certain that I'm not overcommitting. But to your point about self-care, when you're on an airplane, if you think about it, they tell us to secure our own life jackets first before attempting to place the oxygen mask and the life jacket on anyone else. And that's a very practical tip that we overlook in our everyday lives. And so as women, especially during this time of the year, but as a lifestyle, I give you permission to take care of yourself first. Release yourself of any guilt, any shame, any expectations that have been placed upon us that contradict that. But it is so important that we make self-care first. Self-care is not selfish. It is sacred and it is sensible. And so, too, a yoga and meditation is a wonderful tool that allows us to be able to do that. So I look forward to seeing you all on the mat. Again, that class is every Thursday at 6 p.m. at Caritas Village. That's 2509 Harvard Avenue. You can like my page on Facebook, Sapphire Yogi Jackie O. I do post my class updates there. And you can also communicate with me through Facebook. And I hope to see many of you on the mat real soon.
So first of all, Jacqueline is like, it was divinely ordained for her to be a part of this and for her to be the actual instructor and facilitator for Yoga Honeys, because she has, you know, she has exactly what I was looking for in terms of how we should go about, executing the class by focusing on self-care, focusing on wellness, and also making sure that the women feel very comfortable with themselves and with their bodies through the poses. So she's excellent. If you've never experienced Jackie O as a yoga instructor, please do yourself a favor and make your way to Caritas Village on Thursdays to experience her and how she, you know, takes you through the class and makes you feel very comfortable with doing the poses and everything. Everybody is a yoga body, so don't be ashamed of your size. We have women of all sizes in the class. There's definitely adjustments to the poses. If you can't do the pose and it's full extensions, that's fine. Yoga Honeys, we just had a class this past Sunday on December 13th. We are looking, we had a date posted for December 19th, but we're going to get back. Me and Jackie is going to kind of talk about that for a moment because, like she said, Jackie does work full time. She has other classes and, you know, she doesn't want to be overextended, and that's understandable. So we're going to come back and let you know when that next class is going to be. What we started off doing with Yoga Honeys is just kind of introducing it to the world and letting everybody know that it's available. We're going to kick off more in full steam in 2016. If you are not a part of the Yoga Honeys Facebook page, please search it out on Facebook. That is Yoga Honeys. So it's Y-O-G-A, then it's Honeys, H-O-N-E-Y-S, and it is a Facebook page, and I will definitely add you to the group so that you can stay posted on our upcoming classes. I also like to put articles and different tips and things like that, as well as kind of share of myself the different things that I go through in my life every day, whether I am overextending myself, which I can do from time to time, and how I have to pull back. You know, and I just allow myself to be vulnerable sometimes when I post in the page so that the women can feel comfortable with doing the same thing, because even though we're practicing yoga, one of the things about self-care and health and wellness is also to open up and be comfortable with sharing whether you need help, whether or not you're feeling a certain kind of way, just allowing yourself the space to be vulnerable and to share that with other women and so that you can get the support that you need. So that's it for me.
Wow. Both of you, let me say this right now. I just love the way that you two complement each other, that and you're complementary of each other. And that's something that I hope to see a lot more of in the days and weeks and months ahead, not just within our yoga sector, but just women in general. So I want to thank you all so much. And for those of you that are listening, please share the replay with your viewing audience, your listening audience. I'm going to also be sharing the information for Jackie and Chandra on our Facebook page so that you can be able to get linked up with them as well there. I'm also going to share it on Walking Into a New Life website so that the information will be available to you there as well. But again, just please share this with your listening audience so that others can be aware of who we are, what we're doing, and the idea of practicing self-care. We know the holidays are upon us, and sometimes we get so stressed out with other things that we're doing and involving ourselves with other people that we don't take out the time for the self-care. So just in closing, our website is WIANL.org. Again, at WIANL.org. And there you can get connected to all of our social sites, the blog, upcoming events. Also, you know, we are a tax-deductible organization. We are a 501c3 organization, so consider us for your year-end giving as well as we go forward to help those who have been victimized by domestic violence and sexual assault. Our goal is to help them to transition from victim to victorious. So this is just one of the ways that we do that, is by offering this show to provide tangible resources and information to those, whether it's you who is listening in who needs the services, or if it's someone that you know. Because 1 in 3 women, or 1 in 4, depending on which statistic you're listening to, 1 in 6 men or 1 in 7 men were all just affected by domestic violence at some point in their lifetime. So Jackie and Chandra, I just want to say thank you both for being guests on our show today. We appreciate it more than you know, and I'm definitely going to share the information with everyone else so that they can get connected to you all as well.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Joyce, and thank you for the work that you do for the community.
Yes,
we appreciate you so much.
Oh, thank you guys so much. Thank you. And for all of you that are listening in, if you or someone that you know is going through a domestic violence situation and is in need of services, please do reach out to us at 901-466-6182. Again, it's 901-466-6182. Our email is info@wianl.org. Again, that is info@wianl.org. We just want to make sure that we get you connected to the right people, the right resources, the right information. And again, please, if you're not had the opportunity to experience yoga yet, please incorporate that into your health and your wellness and your self-care. Again, just those points I wanted to bring up before we close out, that Jackie mentioned, yoga is not a religion. It is a therapeutic practice. Breathing is so very key. Stress does kill. Meditation is so important, and that's a lot of what yoga has to offer, is being intentional about your meditation, being intentional about your joints and keeping them lubricated, giving you clarity in mind, body, and spirit. And I love what Chandra said about everybody is a yoga body. So don't get concerned about you're too big or you're too small or you're too anything. It has no gender. And last point I wanted to make is, I know Chandra had to get off the line, but Jackie, really quickly, in our last minute or so, men, because that's the one thing we didn't talk about. I know yoga, honey, is for women, but the men, just in 1 minute, the importance of having
yes,
men.
I love it when the men come to that. Yoga is for everyone. I like to tell people yoga meets you where you are. I had a lady to say to me at church yesterday, I'm going to start stretching first and do some walking first. And I was like, no, you don't have to do anything to get ready for yoga. Just come and be open, because it meets you where you are. And that's the awesome thing about it, is that there are adjustments, there's different levels. And that's why I love working with beginners, is because I want people to have a good first experience so that they will continue and continue and continue. So men are welcome to the mat. Of course, Yoga Honeys is for women, but my Thursday class is for men, women. I even have teenagers that come to the class. Yoga is great for athletes. It is especially good for our young people because they are so on all the time. So they also need a way to be able to process through all the demands that they are dealing with, all the stresses of being students and athletes and working. And so yoga is for everyone, any age, any lifestyle. It doesn't matter.
All right. You all heard it. Yoga Honeys is for the women. But the Thursday night class with Jackie is for everyone, regardless of men, teens, everyone. So we want everyone to come out. We're down to our last couple of seconds. So thank you all for joining us, and we look forward to having you on the show again with us next week. Be blessed.
Thank you. Thank you, Joyce.